I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. It is my intention not to be before you long, but I will stay until God says go. How about that? Not going to tell you the verse just yet. Oh, God. Because I just got to share a thought. A few years ago, I had all of the ministers in the house teaching and doing, and all of the messages were great. All of them were great. Excuse me. And there is this message that Elise did that blessed my soul so much. And it was weird because I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about the message per se. But I started thinking about the content of the message. And right now, so many of us feel like we got way too much going on. God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how this is going to work out. And even when we're exercising our faith, we still sometimes have this press, this hard press to get through the thoughts, the situations, and the circumstances. And as much as you believe God, and as much as you trust God, and as much as you want to do things His way, sometimes just being in what you're in at the time sometimes feels like you're just not going to make it. Things just are not going to work out. And you know that God has done this for you in the past and that for you in the past. But you start to wonder if this particular situation is too big for God to fix. God, I just don't know if you can. And the crazy thing is, you know that He can. But you begin to wonder if He will. Is that a better word? God, will you do it? And I began to think about God. And at least I was going to talk about this before you came home this weekend. And it's weird because I didn't want to plagiarize your piece of it. But it reminded me of what she talked about. We were talking about the heavens and the earth and how big God is. And she was talking about the size of Earth. And then I was looking up some stuff the other day at our size compared to the Earth, each individual. The Earth is about 36 million times larger than a person. And then the galaxy is about 36 billion times larger than the Earth. And there are about 360 million galaxies in the universe. And I thought about us talking about the kingdom of God and how finite our minds are in our thinking. We feel like because I got an ingrown toenail, the world is going to end. And yet the God that we serve has created not earths and worlds, but heavens and galaxies, plural, and the universe with which all of the galaxies are held, and we are fretting over the smallest thing we possibly can instead of believing God to be the God who created all the things that we are a small part of. And I begin to wonder why or how could you doubt a God who is so powerful and in Himself so significant. And I begin to think about how we call Him the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? Not even quite putting the emphasis and weight on it that it requires. Because we think of a kingdom, you know, thy kingdom come. We don't even consider that His kingdom is so vast, Sheila, that we could spend a lifetime just trying to get a good picture of where we live. Not on all the other stuff that He has created, nor the complexities of a blade of grass. Just a blade of grass. And there are, if you think I'm lying. There are people who are studying these things as a lifetime occupation, and their books are filled with things just to try to figure grass out. And I'm trying to figure out everything. I don't know how all this operates. You just need to know that there is a God bigger than you who knows what? More than you. Say, what was that word? Everything. And he knows how your situation and your situation, my situation, are all going to work out without worrying about it. He understands that the things he put in place will correct the things that don't work. Run. God, I just heard something. Sometimes we think because of the variables, because of our free will, we can mess up God's plan. But there are some things that have been built to correct things that have a wobble in them, things to make them work out. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Even a tire that you put on your car is built perfectly in the factory. And a thing that has no density, air, is put into a tire. But without weights, in the proper place on that tire, a thing that should have no flaws will bounce you down the road like this. You have to put weights on it to correct what already should be right. Am I right about it? Get it? In our lives, we got stuff going on with us that needs some correction. Not just salvation, but correction. And it is amazing that the better I get, the more I see. When I thought I was something, I saw nothing. And the more that I see, the more that I see. The more that I see, the more that I see. And I realize how much I don't know. And I could never figure out all of the stuff that I don't even know I don't know. And so instead of trying to figure out all this stuff that's going on around me, it's easier just to rest in God. Y'all didn't even hear me then. It's easier just to rest in Him. This is your world. You created it. You created me actually simply to manage this world, period, and to manage myself. And I'm trying to figure out everything. How about we just put everything back in His hands and trust Him? Amen? And trust Him. Matthew 13, 44. Y'all forgive me because usually I have my internet connection and I'm not quite sure how my internet connections got removed from my thing, but hallelujah, they're gone. So even some things will fail us, but God does not. Amen. I said to you that the kingdom of God, the way a man or a woman thinks about it, is from a finite mind. Can I even go here with you? Some people lose their faith when they just found out all the names of God. You know, if you study the Indians and you study different cultures, they used to name people names that had a meaning. You reminded me of a young lofty bird. Young Bird, that's my son, Young Bird, remembering what it was. They gave him names. He created man because man was man. He called him horse because he had a neigh to him. Y'all know the names meant something. And we call God a king, right? But I need y'all to really go here with me. He may be a king, but he's a God. I need y'all to really get this. Because sometimes we limit him in our understanding of him. And although I call him daddy, he is the father of all creation. He is the creator of all things. And although I simplify it so that I can comprehend it, it is more vast than my mind even gets. Are y'all with me? I call him my daddy, but he's your daddy too. And how could he be our daddy? And how can he hear my prayers and hear your prayers too? How can he answer your prayers and answer my prayers at the same time? Because he's God. And with my mind, all I could possibly see, let's just go back a few years. Don't date yourself. But I was alive before call waiting. There was a busy signal. See, our kids don't know anything about that. But with time and development, things happen. There's more we've forgotten than they've ever known. Things that they didn't understand that built what they currently have. They see a bag phone and they giggle. We celebrated bag phones. Hallelujah, because I can now talk while I ride. Not knowing that one day I could carry that same thing in my pocket. Or put it right here and you wouldn't even know I had it. Think of how complex God is. If we can create what we can create, what he can do when we allow him to do what he does. $37.50. That's what you said you needed. $37, and you were wondering if God could provide it. With all the trees still growing and all the rain still falling and all the peaches on all the trees, watermelons and all the fields and peanuts and everything, all of the stuff that he's creating, fish in the water, birds in the air, rabbits under bushes, snakes and all this other stuff going on, and you wonder if $37.50. You're thinking of the wrong God. Because what I was told is that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. I don't care who put their brand on it. He made them. They're using them. But they belong to him. And if they keep reproducing, it's because he said to keep growing. Are y'all with me? I came with a word of encouragement this morning. Because sometimes we start to see God like we see everything in our world. God is invisible for a reason. So you can't quantify him. So you can't qualify him. So you can't measure him and think to yourself what he can and cannot do. No, you can't see him, and he's done everything that you do see. We serve a powerful and dynamic God who, if he thought on us solely on us, might explode us because of the power he has just in his words alone. And if I can think on a thing and make it happen, my God, who's to say he's done? He's done with our stuff. But I heard that this was going to burn up with a fervent heat. And then there would be a new heaven and a new earth that descended. Amen. And it also said that time doesn't stop. Boy, just, I wonder if the scripture means more than it says. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. There is more than you're worrying about some zit on your face. Yeah, my wife always gets on me, but I ain't gonna change. My family has seen me in my glasses, and because they're a little thicker than they need to be, hallelujah, I don't take those glasses everywhere because I like contact lenses. But for my vanity, I probably miss some situations because I got to take a couple extra minutes to put my contacts in before I leave the house. Vanity, don't worry about it. God created you like you are. Be who you are. That perfect you might be the very thing that's turning people off. If they saw a few flaws, they might embrace you. Y'all got quiet.
quiet then.
Hallelujah. Verse 44 says, the kingdom of heaven. Now, I need you to embrace the thought of the kingdom of heaven on the level that I presented it to you. I need you to think of the kingdom of heaven in a larger way now. Are y'all with me? I need you to think about not only the Milky Way, the part of the galaxy that we are, but the fact that there are other galaxies. Y'all got it? I have made $1 million in my life, but I don't have $1 million. Got it? And it has taken me 55 years to make the money that I have made. Are y'all with me? Million galaxies. And galaxies have, billions of stars. And he said, simply, let there be light. And there was. He says, and then he hung. Whew, Jesus. And then, get it, he put stars in the sky. And this is what he challenged Abraham with. Look at the stars of the sky and number them. If you can. So shall thy seed be. Think of what he's saying. I plan on lots coming through you. There's a number that cannot be numbered that will stand before God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying to you? Oh, my God. I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. This kingdom that we are a part of, Sheila, is a treasure that has been found. One for which we are to sacrifice everything else. But because we look at it this way instead of this way, we see everything we have as bigger than what we've received. And we are a part of something so much bigger than what we have. Amen. Verse 45 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all he had and bought it. A merchant is in the business of finding valuable things. Amen. Some of us, we sing a song, searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Right. Because we've been looking, see if it's anything better, trying to find something, only to find that there is nothing as satisfying as our relationship with God. Y'all get it? So if that is the case, then let me see. It says, and then he finds one of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And all I'm saying is that we should invest in this kingdom. We keep investing in the world, but we need to invest in the kingdom of God, man. We need to give our all to the kingdom of God. The world is doing this thing and disrespecting the very creator of all things. 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. Now this, of all the scriptures that I read, was the one that disturbed me a little, because everybody thinks they're going to heaven. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers and threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The kingdom draws a lot of folks, but everybody ain't staying. But everybody isn't staying. Righteousness is the righteousness that we receive through Jesus Christ. We learn to walk by faith and to trust God through him. Amen. That needs to be our focus. All right. 51, right? In this scripture, let me put it in context. Jesus is talking to the scribes or those who have translated the word and studied the word and written the word of his day. Today, I said to you, men and women of God, you scholars in this room, if as a child of God, you are not a scholar, you are wasting your time, because we have our own study guide, each one of us, to spend time in. Thy word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If I will get into it, it will show me what to do, where to do, how to do, if I'll give time to it. Everything else I want to know, I give time to. I have found anything I want to do. You know what? Psalms 1 and 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, makes happen, shall prosper. You know what I have found? There hasn't been anything I've attempted that I have not been able to do. Nothing that I have wanted to do, I'm giving myself to. Pastor Rand, you just smart. No, the same gray matter that's in my head, God put in your head. The same abilities that I have. Listen, and I was a late bloomer. Thank God for blooming late. Hallelujah. God, my light didn't burn out already. Hallelujah. Seems like I'm getting better with age. Hallelujah. I'm learning more, digging more, getting bigger, brighter. I'm learning and doing more than I've ever done before with all these people getting dementia and all this other stuff. Listen, use it while you can. Be all you can. Because God has given us this ability to be great in the kingdom. Y'all hear me? And if there's something that limits you, listen, just like going off to school, we tell all our kids, listen, don't be looking all stupid, sitting there, don't know what's going on. Get a tutor. If you don't understand, listen, you might have known everything on your level, but you might not know anything on the next level. You need to be wise enough to know what you don't know and get somebody who does. And so if you don't know what the word says and you're struggling with it, then sit under somebody who does know until you know. And then turn around and tell those who are behind you who are looking for the understanding what you know. So that they can come on. Because we are ministers together in this thing. In the kingdom of God. Amen? So the challenge he gives to the scribes, he says, listen. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. 52. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who have been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. What he's saying is study it, use the old, use the new, teach who you need to teach, what you need to teach them. Show them. It doesn't matter that it's old, it's still good. Hello, somebody. And you can find some good things in the old things. There's some concepts that you didn't understand because you weren't smart enough at the time to understand when you first read it. But now there's something different in you, something better in you. And when you read it, you go, I didn't see that before. Well, there's some new in the what? In the old, if you go look for yourself. The challenge is to look for yourself. Study it for yourself, because these promises are to all those who seek and find him. And there are people who receive the promises of God every day. It's like, oh, I wish I had invested in Apple. Oh, I wish I had invested in Facebook. Oh, I wish I had invested in Microsoft. Baby, invest in God. He has invested in you. And the next great idea might come through you if you'll allow him access to who you are. Are y'all with me? Nothing is outside your reach with God. He is God of all creation. He's not the God of Montezuma. He's the God of Montezuma and Marshallville. Oh, okay. Little town God. No, actually, he's also the God of Atlanta. oh, Georgia God. No, actually, he's the same God in Chicago, Kansas City, Los Angeles. You know, he's the God of, oh, the United States. I get it. No, he's the same God I went and heard them praise over in Africa when I was over there. They lifted high praise and love. The same God that I'm serving over here, same God in Africa and Europe and in Australia and all these different places. And guess what? If just by chance one of those people from NASA go up in a space thing, he's the God out there too. So you say, no, he's everywhere. He's not limited by where you are. He's limited by what you allow him to do. Because he can do more in the wilderness than he can do in the city. I need y'all to hear me real good. You might feel like, oh, we can't do nothing here. Just say, no, 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 the devil is a liar. We can do great things. Some who think they should do great things haven't humbled themselves enough to allow him to do great things through them. But those who say, you know, I don't know if I can, but they believe him, will find themselves doing greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Somebody needs to hear me. The God we serve is able to do greater works than these, or allow us to do greater works than even Jesus did. I can't be concerned, I'm picking now, with a cough, but I got a God that can heal a body. Is anybody with me? Oh, he's a healer. No, actually, he created the body. Oh, he put out, no. He created the body out of dirt. What'd you do? He created the body. He created tissues. Yeah. Out of dirt. He created lungs. I just deal with that for a minute. I'm not even going to go anywhere. I just need you to think about what he made out of dirt. Stuff we throw away. Wash out our clothes. Y'all know. Come on, go there with me. Oh, girl, you got such pretty hair, dirt. Oh, she got such pretty hair, dirt. He smells so good, dirt. Everything you are, he created from dirt. What am I trying to say? He can make the best things out of nothing. Baby, I don't care what your situation is. He can make the best thing in the world out of you. Don't discredit him. Say what you want to about yourself, but keep believing in him. And then he'll show you what he can do with you. And then you'll say better about him. Because you'll go, I didn't think I could. I never saw myself. I don't know how I got. He did it. Light-skinned and dark-skinned, red-skinned, yellow-skinned dirt. Isn't that when you stop and you, so what did it take to, oh, he just breathed on it. And it became a living being. There's more to him. Gallbladder. Dirt, prostate, dirt, colon, dirt. Same God who said, go to the potter's house. What was the potter working with exactly? What is clay? Just like the potter, so shall I. Y'all invest in the kingdom. I'm not building up for offering. I'm talking about yourself. Because God needs you moving, working, doing in the kingdom of God. The world needs somebody to tell them they're out of line. And everybody jumping and shouting, hey, we got some great and entertaining places now. And everybody, oh, hey, ho, ho, oh, oh, man, and they doing all kind of stuff when they leave the church and it just is. And then they're going to empty the net. Because the net draws in a lot of stuff. It's a difference between a crappie jig and a treble hook and a lure. But all of them have one thing in common. They can only catch one fish. Net can catch fish, shoes, big nets, tires, dead bodies, stuff you don't want. The kingdom of God is a big net. Really big net. Just for your consideration, Bible scholars, from the mouth of Jesus, other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Think of it with your infinite mind. Whew. He's doing a thing. He's touching hearts. He's changing folks. I just need y'all to hear. It's bigger than we think. It's bigger than we think. We just got to get in and be a part of what God is doing. If you're not connected to God, you're connected to the temporary stuff. Right? And everybody thinks, oh, God, really? That God thing. You got to give up so much. Really? Have you seen the people who work right with the kingdom of God? They're making bank, man. They're trusting God to do stuff in their lives, and they're building businesses and doing things and trusting God. And they're not concerned about situation changes and climate changes and all that, because they're listening to him. And before climates change, he says, get out of that and get into this. And they are moving at the voice of the Lord, and they in all the places they need to be when they need to be there. And some of us know if we had moved when we heard the voice say move, we'd have been in a better position. What am I saying to you right now? Listen to the voice. Do what the Lord is saying. Amen. Today I came to encourage you. This song we used to sing, he says, I will do a new thing in you. That's it. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, all shall be blessed, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I need some new stuff done in the old me. Anybody else? It's amazing that after you get so old, your value increases. Think about it. People were throwing it out for trash for a while, and then because they threw away so many old ones, then the ones that's left, you go, well, dog, I remember somebody like that when I was young. That's a treasure right there. Guess what? We are these treasures God talked about in earthen vessels. He's trying to do some phenomenal things through you. And I know it's hard for you maybe to see yourself the way God sees you without having this grandiose thing about yourself. You don't want people to think you think too highly of yourself. But dang, man, I'm serving God. And whatever he does is usually phenomenal. Even the mundane in God is phenomenal, because how'd that happen? If you ever stop and really think, really? God, do some great thing in us. Help us to do some great things for you. And along the way, let us enjoy the ride. Help us to enjoy being alive. Help us see you so clearly here that we can't wait to be with you there. In the name of Jesus. Don't let us be a part of the crew who always talks about heaven, but is afraid to go. Help us to see you for who you really are, to understand your majesty, and to think of the words that the angels said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Help us to see your holiness and your righteousness, that we might be with you. Father, I pray for those in this room, to include myself. And if, God, if we are playing with, messing with things that could ruin our experience or our life with you, our reputation, whatever, I ask, God, that you give us the ability to live righteously. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us your word as a light unto our feet and to a lamp unto our path. Help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Help us, God, to live by your word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you said, without faith, it is impossible to please you, because they that come to you must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder to them who diligently seek you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Increase my faith, Lord. Develop what you want to develop. Show yourself strong and mighty in me. Wherever I am, show yourself strong and mighty, because you are not a God that can be contained by the walls of this building. You are everywhere. You said if I was at the depth of the sea, you'd be there. The height of the mountain, you'd be there. Hiding in a cave, you are there. Midnight, there. Right of the daytime, you are there. Wherever I am, you are. You are everywhere. You see everything. You know everything. Can't hide anything from you. Oh, everything to you. Thank you for who you are and for what you've done. In Jesus' name. Amen.